Hello and welcome to Resilient Faith, a podcast ministry of Brentwood Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, California. I'm Janice McQueen Ward, the worship elder at BPC, and I want to welcome and thank you for being here with us. Over the holiday season, we will focus on sermons from our current Advent series, Reconciled. We will explore returning to harmony and balance with God and our world today as Jesus opened the door for us to live in right relationships with each other, creation, and ourselves. Let's begin that journey.
Can I get an amen? Well, now for something slightly different. We've got John the Baptist. Hey-o! This is from the Gospel of Matthew. We know that it's Advent time because we've got John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, as I said, you know it's Advent again when we are hearing about John the Baptist and repentance and vipers and burning chaff, unquenchable fire. Yay! There is nothing silent night in what John the Baptist has to tell us. No jingle bell rock, no rocking around the Christmas tree, no Rudolph. I do wish I could have been there in person to hear his proclamations and to see his baptisms. Might have been a little scary, probably a little intense. He must have been quite the preacher, quite charismatic. And a sight to behold coming out of the wilderness, eating bugs and looking a mess. But I got to admit, I love this guy. I just do. We really only talk about him during Advent, but he is such a fascinating character with his own birth story only told in the Gospel of Luke. So if you haven't read it in a minute, that's your homework to go home and read Luke 1 and the birth story of John the Baptist. This was not a guy who we would associate with polite society. If you had John the Baptist at your Thanksgiving table, he might be stirring the pot of dinner conversation instead of keeping it light and easy. Politics, religion, money, whatever is controversial it's probably all up for grabs when John the Baptist is your dinner guest. There is nothing light and easy about John the Baptist. The world as we know it, here in North America at least, is about to be covered in glitter and bows and ribbons and Santa Claus. But here in the church, we've got some of that. But we're really talking about this wild man who's been off in the desert hollering out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." I'm glad y'all are here in church today and joining us, even though it's not the holly jolly. This passage is not really the feel-good holiday special that we all long for this time of year. Hallmark has really missed out on something here. Can you imagine a John the Baptist Christmas movie? Although, if anybody does make one of those, I would like some credit for that, because that would be very fun. What about a John the Baptist figurine that's motion censored that sits right by the dessert, so when you reach for a cookie, John cries out, "Repent!" Although it has to be in Dave's voice, because he does it better than I do. Y'all, the floodgates have opened on Christmas. And I will admit, country Christmas was my soundtrack while I was writing this sermon. Meanwhile, John the Baptist, he's not having it. Can you imagine John the Baptist saying, "Merry Christmas"? Actually, no, I cannot. He calls people vipers. "No Merry Christmas. Who told you to be holly and jolly? Flee the wrath that is to come. Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Don't assume that you're safe because of your status. God doesn't give a hoot about your status." John the Baptist is not having it. Not having it. God cares about whether or not we are bearing fruit of repentance. It's a little funny. It's a bit disconcerting. It's downright convicting. Forget the glitter. People are dying on our streets. Forget having the perfect gift for anyone. People were just gunned down at an LGBTQ nightclub again. And a Walmart again. Forget making sure that our trees and lights are up. The earth is full of war and corruption and pain and suffering. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. John harnesses that Isaiah energy, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." The text is intentional about this wilderness portrayal. Their ancestors wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. It's a part of their religious identity. John dresses like Elijah, a relatable and admirable character from the tradition. Ritual washing was common to make one clean, but John wants more. He wants the people to be washed clean, not just in body, but in spirit. To prepare ourselves for what God has done, for what God is doing, for what God will do. Advent is this season of both and. The kingdom of heaven is not just some disembodied future or some forgotten past, but is in our midst now. And we're too distracted by the blinking lights and the consumerism to bear witness to it. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God has done the thing. God is doing the thing, and God is gonna do the thing. We don't wanna slide into Christmas exhausted, because then we're gonna miss it. Are we gonna burn ourselves out getting ready for Christmas before it's even Christmas? Are we gonna be exhausted by all the activities, by the powdered sugar, by scoping the internet for sales? Are we already burned out? A friend texted me on Friday and said, "Do you feel like you're getting some downtime?" And I replied, define downtime, LOL. But the holidays don't have to be stressful. They don't. It's our choice. We put so much pressure on the holidays to be picture perfect, and that's not what it's all about. Traveling, seeing family, fighting holiday crowds is all stressful enough as is, and there's this additional pressure to make it all resemble a Hallmark movie, and it's just so unrealistic. Also, to contrast the shiny side of Christmas that's already distracting enough, there's also the underbelly where our grief is very real. The pressure to feel happy when sometimes we don't. To fake it, to hide our grief or our disappointment or our loneliness during what is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. This season can be really messy and complicated. And it is into all of this that God comes. This is what God comes into. Our world, our lives, this messy and complicated existence. And John the Baptist is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Don't miss it. Don't get distracted. Prepare. Make way. Advent is not the decorating and the shopping and the consumerism. It's not spreading ourselves too thin and wearing ourselves down so that we are just a shell by Thanksgiving, by December 25th. There's something in there to take home with you. It's not even forcing ourselves to put on a happy face if that's not how we are actually feeling. Advent is a season of hopeful expectation, of paring down our lives to get rid of distractions, which feels like a divine comedy, considering this is often the busiest time of year for so many of us. Advent is a season of preparation and repentance. The word repent has this negative connotation that's associated often with guilt, shame, judgment, and really just all sorts of nastiness. But repent in the Greek means to change one's mind or purpose, to change the inner landscape, particularly with reference to acceptance of the will of God, to think differently, to reconsider, to take on a new and life-changing mindset. Repentance is not about shame, but a life-changing experience, a major shift in one's worldview, transformational thinking. Author Marlena Propper-Dieta Graves wrote this, "Of course, repentance is more than just facing ourselves and saying, 'I'm sorry.' That's a start. But producing fruit in keeping with repentance, as John compels us to do, means making amends. With the Holy Spirit's help, it means refusing to continue down destructive, death-filled, and toxic paths. It means choosing life in all its vulnerability, fragility, and glory, life in Christ. To bear fruit worthy of repentance, especially at the beginning of Advent, is to decide, to choose, to enter into this season with a different mindset. A different mindset. How is John the Baptist calling you to repentance? How is he calling me to repentance? What is our inner landscape that needs a change or something that needs to be reconsidered? What needs to be let go? What needs to be forgiven? What needs to be prioritized? What truth needs to be told? What injustice called out to heal our broken hearts and broken relationships and a broken world? It will take our repentance for this season of Advent and really for the fullness of our lives. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Let's not miss it. Let's bear fruit worthy of repentance now. Amen.
We are so grateful you have joined us and hope this episode helped fuel your mind, body, and soul. This podcast is produced by me, Janice McQueen Ward, and by Cameron Ward, who also created the music. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe to our podcast and support us financially through the Give page of the BPC website. Until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.